But that is the way it is with killers, I suppose. What is the end of all innocence for you is just another Tuesday morning for them, and they walk off back to their planet of death, giving no more thought to the world of the living than we would give to any other tourist destination. A place to be briefly visited and returned from with souvenirs, and a haunting sensation that we could have paid less for them. On the plane home, I held my injured hand high where it throbbed less painfully. Through the fog of painkillers, its approach unseen and unexpected, the thought presented itself to me that it would be sensible not to let Andrew touch my injury, then or ever again. In my mind, I watched the killers taking little Bee and Kindness along the beach. I watched them disappear. I watched them pass over the horizon of my world into that dangerous country in my mind, where I lay awake at night, thinking of the things those men might have done to them. It never faded. But I went back to the magazine. Starting Nixie had been the third real decision of my life, and I refused ever to regret it. Nor was I going to give up on decision 4, Charlie, my best decision of all, or decision 5, Lawrence, who I had truly meant to renounce until the horror of Nigeria made me realize that was unnecessary. I threw myself into making my life work, and I forced myself to let the beach seem distant and impersonal. There was trouble in Africa, of course there was. But there was no sense getting hung up about one particular incident and missing the big picture. Lawrence insisted on that, and for once I took his advice. I set up direct debits from my bank account to a couple of African charities. When people asked what had happened to my finger, I said that Andrew and I had hired a scooter out there and been involved in a minor accident. My soul entered a kind of suspended animation. At home I was calm, at work I was the boss. At night I did not sleep, but I thought I could probably make the day's work indefinitely. But now I stood up from the floor of Charlie's room. I went to look at myself again in the mirror. There were bags under my eyes now, and sharp new lines across my forehead. The mask was finally cracking. I thought, this isn't about the decisions you made anymore, because the biggest thing in your life, the thing that killed Andrew, and the thing that means you can't sleep, is something that happened without you.